Yesterday was Miller Family Field Trip Day to the State Fair of Texas.
All right.
We have taken our daughter every year. She's now 4 years old. We want this to be a tradition. And
Unlike any other.
The first few years that we took her, she was a little too young for all of it, but we still wanted to expose her to it. This year, at four, fully engaged, fully aware of her surroundings, fully aware of everything that she wanted to see at the state fair, the second we went through the gate, she wanted to see Big Tex. And I said, as a matter of fact, look right over there. You can see him. He's so tall. And so she wanted to see Big Tex and then all this other stuff. And so she was really into it, which made it fun. We had been looking for a cool day, but this October has just been brutal. Every day is 91 degrees for a high.
It's just be that way all the way through next week.
I know. Once again, the game on Saturday, it's going to be 90 degrees.
I swear
the last time that I went to that game and it was cool was 2000. And that was a cold day. Everybody was bundled up wearing jackets and it was spitting rain. And seems like it's been 90 or 95 every Saturday since.
You want to go on a Wednesday, you know why?
Why?
I think Wednesdays are really cool days.
Turn off your mic.
The middle of the week is
Wednesday.
Cool.
Well, we did pick it because in the forecast, it was about the coolest. The high yesterday was only 87 or 88.
Yeah.
And it wasn't bad, and there's enough shade out there. And as I mentioned during Muse in the News, it wasn't crowded, so it felt like we had the run of the place. There were no lines for food or rides or anything like that. The fairgrounds looked great. They were playing Willie Nelson music and just old Texana music through everywhere you walked. That's what you heard. So there was a great Texas vibe. There's a big sign when you walk in close to Big Tex that says the State Fair of Texas, the most Texan place on earth.
Texas.
And it may be. It may be. It certainly has that vibe. And I love going to the fair. I love going with my family. We even had the grandparents with us. So it was a lot of fun walking around. Doing all the things, generic, like...
Doing all the stuff.
Big Tex, and our daughter really loved it when Big Tex talked. And my God, it sounds like the 840 bit. I mean, exactly. Then we went to the petting zoo, and, you know, the kids get the little cup of feed, and you go around to the goats and the camels and feed them, and the camel took her cup.
Of course, yeah, they always do that. So you gotta go get another cup, and
yeah.
Do you have to pay for the cups? Is it like $3 a cup? Or
yeah,
what
something
is it?
Like that. Then we found whatever we wanted, concessions, and we all sat down at a little picnic table and had our dinner, and then she saw a pony ride across the way. She's never been on a horse before. But she really wanted the pony ride.
It's only 48 tickets.
And so we took her over there. And I was wondering, can she handle this? Because parents couldn't go in there and walk with them, with the little kids who were on the horse. But they strap them on there. And she loved it. She had the biggest smile on her face, was in heaven, riding a little pony for the first time.
That's where my grandfather first put us on a horse, 4 or 5 years old.
State Fair?
No, on his ranch in... We would fall, and he'd say, get back up.
Wow. Mm. Then she wanted to go do rides, so we went to the Midway, and she did 7 or 8 different rides, and they were all, you know, for younger kids, just things that go around in a circle. There was a swing ride. There was an M&M race car ride, which it was slow, but then when it came to the turn, it went really fast. It kind of whipped them around.
You can really lose yourself on that ride.
Okay. Not bad. The first time it whipped her around, she had this terrified look on her face, but then the second and third and fourth and fifth time, she was laughing and smiling, and it was great.
Can you do the rides that go round and round repeatedly?
I did a couple with her. I did a whale. We were on some whale that went up and down and round, and they weren't too bad.
Man, I get sick on the round and rounds.
Do you?
Really?
Yeah.
I did. I think the only ride I've ever thrown up after, I didn't do it on the ride, was the, what is the one that you are plastered against the wall?
Oh, the floor drops?
Yeah, the floor drops. The spinnaker at Six Flags.
Yeah, I've thrown up on that one too.
Yeah. So she did a bunch of rides and loved all of them. Then she wanted to do some games to try to win something. So we did the pop the balloon with the hacky sack game, and she won a little stuffed animal.
Oh, you won?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think they have a lot of these games, especially for kids, where you just have to pay. You're going to win something.
Yeah, guarantee the prize.
Yeah,
basically.
It may be a really tiny, cheap prize, but she busted enough balloons where she got a decent-sized stuffed animal.
Do you like the trick they do at the state fair of, we don't do cash or anything. You have to buy tickets and or the little car and everything.
I mean, I guess
it makes sense. It's a dollar credit or something.
Yeah.
And you're like, wow, this thing costs $10. No, it's 10 tickets. Yeah, but the
tickets a dollar. Then we just walked around to that lagoon area where they have all the giant dinosaurs and the swan boat rides. Mm-hmm. And it was very pretty and peaceful over there. And I really like the fair for a lot of reasons. One is that everybody there is in a good mood. I didn't hear anybody, except maybe a kid on a ride that's screaming because they want to get off the ride because it's too fast. But really, there's so much hostility in the world today and tension in the world today. You go to the fair and it just kind of, once you go through the gates, you don't really feel any of that. Everybody's just happy and eating cotton candy and doing rides and walking around, smiling and talking.
Yeah.
So that was fun.
Slapping each other on the back, being the best of
high
friends.
Yeah.
Chicken fights.
We ended up having another great time at the fair. And so much so, she had so much fun. It's such a great place for kids. And I remember how magical the state fair was for me when I was a kid. She had so much fun, she wanted to go again today.
You take her back.
I don't think we have time to take her back today. But yeah, she would probably go every day if she could. And it's been a very big week for our daughter because she has new Taylor Swift music to listen to. The new Taylor Swift.
Yeah, what's her take on the
dropped.
New album?
Well, she likes anything and everything Taylor Swift. And she is in a phase, and I don't know if this is just her or if it's all four-year-olds, but she is singing a lot. She is walking around the house or in the car, and she is singing a lot. And I'm not sure if she's musically inclined, but she loves to sing. And I've been trying to record her, but I don't want to make her self-conscious about it. And she doesn't like it if she can see me recording her. And that's okay, because every evening she wants to put on a show for us. And I've tried just to be in the moment, and I don't want to record her. And I just am, you know, appreciating this little thing of cuteness singing to us and putting on a show and trying to play the guitar. And it's hilarious. But I did surreptitiously record her a couple of times. And this cracks me up. I don't know if you'll find this as funny, but she'll sing any Taylor Swift song, and at four she knows a lot of the words to these songs. So here's an example of one song that she's been singing.
'Cause baby, now we got bad blood.
You know this one.
You know it used to be.
Man, she sounds great.
She does. She sounds just like her.
So I just wanted to give you an example of the words there, and so this is our daughter singing that song.
I want to hear you sing another Taylor Swift song. You can sing that same one if you want.
Canola got bad blood. Canola got bad love. To take a look what you done. Canola got bad love. Hey.
So it's Italian food. She's got dessert it. Base. Yeah. Cannoli got bad blood.
And cannoli. And I've told you forever that her favorite song since she was 6 months old is Queen, We Will Rock You.
Buddy, you're a boy, make a big noise.
Once again,
sounds just like the album.
Nailed
it. You got blood on your face, you big disgrace. Kicking your can all over the place. Singing, we will.
All right, again, just wanted to give you an example of the lyrics for those who may have forgotten, and now here is her version.
Sing as much of We Will Rock You as you know.
We will rock you, buddy, all a young man playing in the street. Thinking of a world will make it, you got mud on your face, take this place. We will rock
bit.
You.
Yay!
My favorite part of that is, and Freddie Mercury does this in the chorus, sing it!
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She even
pours you to sing it.
She's working the crowd. So we're hearing a lot of that around the house these days.
That's great, yeah. I would say she's musically inclined.
You think so?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
She
loves it.
She attempts to play the guitar, the xylophone, the drums, the recorder, and the harmonica.
That's the thing, though, is interest. She has an interest in it, so yeah, she's going to enjoy it, I think, and probably be good at it.
And you'll like this, George. This last weekend, she took her first violin lesson.
Okay.
How about that?
Let's go. That's great.
Because my wife said that she had heard that playing the violin improves your math skills, and I said, have you met George?
He's horrible. Horrible at math.
I'm good at like adding up football stats. I'm good at that, but yeah, I'm pretty bad at math.
Your math skills are underrated, and because you will come up with some quick math on the fly. And and you took violin for how many years?
Let's see, fourth grade through 12th. So okay. 8 years, yeah.
You probably should be a little better at math, but you're not bad.
Now, algebra really left me in the dust. No, that's great. That's good to hear.